Welcome to the Pac-12 Women's Basketball Coaches Conference Call. To ask a question, you may press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Alex Kaufman. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for joining us today. I first want to start by letting you know that this is the second of three conference calls that we have scheduled. The third and final call is scheduled for March 5th, prior to the start of the Pac-12 tournament. That's all I have for you. With that, we'll open it up to Coach Turner Thorne. How are you, Coach?
Good, thank you.
If you want to start with an opening statement.
Sure. We're just excited that those six out of eight road games are over behind us. And, we felt good about our last weekend. Just a very, very young team. Just, getting a little bit better, getting a little tougher. And we're really looking forward to having some home games in the second half and just growing this young group that we have.
We'll open it up to any questions.
To ask Coach a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from Michelle Smith of ESPN.
How are you?
Good, Michelle. How are you?
Good, thanks. So just talk about this young group. What are they learning the fastest at this point, and where do they still really show that they're a young team?
I think that they're just getting a little tougher, learning how to sustain their effort, having some, larger stretches. And then, of course, everything is new. Everything that we're teaching this year for, four-fifths of our team is new. So I think, every day, every week, everything's a little bit more familiar. They're a little bit more familiar with each other. And so that's a good thing. We're creating a little bit better synergy as we're progressing here. The hard thing is, you don't do something well, you really focus on it, and then other things kind of go out the window a little bit. I think in particular with younger teams, they don't just kind of hang on, we got that down, okay, let's move on to something else. We're continuing to work on, just really getting better at everything.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Jeff Metcalf of Arizona Republic.
Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, I just wondered if you could just talk about the 300th win and what that means to you, particularly, the context of being with Tara and Chris.
Well, obviously, I had great mentors, and I've had, it just speaks to what incredible people, I've been fortunate enough to work with at Arizona State, great other coaches, and also, just a lot of the tremendous young women that have been Sun Devils, and, every one of those wins is hard-earned. We all know that. So, just a great celebration for all those people that work so hard to help create the tradition at Arizona State. And, it's kind of fun just to reflect on that, I guess. That's the biggest thing.
What kind of satisfaction do you take from having done what you've done at ASU over these, 16 years, I guess?
I'm always on to the next play. So I'm always sort of what's next? I think for me, I feel like, the stepping away, obviously we're taking a little step back to take hopefully a huge step forward, Jeff, and in terms of, getting this program to a Final Four and being, that top 10 program consistently. And, that's sort of where we're directing our energy. And I think that's kind of where I live. I guess at some point, maybe if when I retire, I look back, you'll think about things. But right now, all I can see is, just where we need to go. And that's exciting. I think, despite the usefulness of this year's team and the transition, Deja Mann went down and just everything, we're really excited about the future of this program and getting back to an elite status pretty quickly here.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Michelle Smith of ESPN.
I've been hearing some sort of an interesting building of a conversation maybe in the last couple of months about the physicality of the women's game and And at this point, whether it takes away from women's basketball to have such physical play and have offensive players so limited by, you know, just the nature of the physical play. Your teams have always been very physical defensive teams. What's your take on that? Is it getting more, I don't want to say worse, but is it getting more pronounced?
I think it is getting more pronounced. And actually, I don't think we are that. I mean, we've had some physical teams, but, you know, we pressure, but we don't hold and grab and impede people from moving. And I've never had a year in coaching where I felt like almost every game, like our players are like, they're holding me, and they are holding them, and nothing's getting called. And so, you know, I don't – obviously, you know, there's got to be some conversation at the end of this season, Michelle, and talk. I mean, I know a lot of coaches have been like, you know, call it closer, and, you know, it hasn't been, you know. But, I mean, there has been – more holding and not allowing people to move and it does make the game ugly. You know, it does, and it is illegal. And I don't really understand. I'm probably, you know, speaking up too much right now, so I don't get in trouble. But you know, I mean, I do think it's really been drastic this year in terms of how much, you know, holding is going on. You know, and it does make for, you know, less attractive basketball. And also just, you know, you have a lot. We have players on our team offensively that, you know, definitely aren't able to do the things they are capable of doing because they're getting held, you know, throughout basketball games. And, you know, we're just playing through it. I mean, you know, you just got to adjust right now. But, you know, I think some serious national discussion, you know, do you go to the wider lane? Do you go to the international rules to open things up? You know, because what are the officials supposed to do? Call it every time? You can't do that. You know, there's got to be some, I think, bigger conversation and, you know, maybe some more, you know, coming down from the national office, Michelle, in terms of, you know, this is not going to be our game, because right now it is.
Thank you.
All righty. With that, thank you for calling in, Coach. Good luck this week.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.